Miss Shepherd, reel two.
What did you do for those 4 hours?
Just wandered about among the people. I had to show myself, you know.
And what if you were going up in a gas balloon, then? What sort of gas was used?
Ordinary coal gas. Domestic gas.
And how was that put into the balloon?
By a pipe. By a... No, one moment. There's one here. There, you can see there.
It seems quite a large
pipe. See, yeah. But that was a very small pipe. That was the one that took over a day to fill before I had lifting power.
How long did it normally take to fill?
Oh, get it filled in about 3 or 4 hours. Oh, it's wonderful when you see it gradually coming up and up and up. Have you ever seen it? Have you ever been up in one?
No.
Well, you should. You should go.
Yes, I'd quite like to. Were the hot air balloons and the gas balloons the same size when they were full?
Roughly, yes.
That looks quite big. How tall is that?
Ooh. Well, you can see by the people. I don't know how much they... I mean, no, I don't know how much... I did have once. I don't know whether I plopped it in here one day, whether how much they held. I don't know. 80,000... 80,000... those cubic feet it would have been for the, you know, to fill it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It came in the basket.
Well, it looks like it's about 40 feet high.
I don't know the size that it'd be. I never thought of it. Yes, it was this coal gas. You see, I used to use coal gas. It was inflammable, but the cheapest, I suppose, was hydrogen. I had it once, hydrogen, but helium I didn't. I never had that. Helium, it lasts a long, long time when they're going. When he went to Russia, he used helium. But
well, hydrogen is also inflammable, isn't it?
Pardon?
Hydrogen is also inflammable, isn't it?
Hydrogen,
did
yes.
Did you ever have any danger, any trouble with sparks in a gas balloon?
No, never. No, they were all quite all right. Oh, no, they were quite all right.
Were these balloons specially coloured to be festive?
Very what?
Were these balloons coloured?
Colour? Oh, no. No. No, they were a kind of a... what's this colour? You know,
yellow, sort of.
Yes, yellow with a netting over, you know. The hot air balloon, if that... No, that hasn't got a... That's got a netting over. Yes, that has a netting, but that doesn't have a netting. See, these, the hot air ones, don't have any netting.
What's the purpose of the netting?
To hold the thing, because you have a basket, or if you don't have the basket, it holds the balloon more rigid. But you can't have it with the hot air, not in those days. You do now, you see. I noticed particularly that you have a netting.
Have you been up in a modern balloon?
In a what?
In a modern balloon.
No, I'd love to. I haven't, no.
Be interesting to see if it seems different.
I don't think it would. I mean, it's so... The only thing is, I think, the difference between that... Of course, I've traveled a lot by air, but, I mean, the difference is the quietness. It's almost extraordinary quietness. You feel so... And when you go through the clouds and you look down, you know, and only see clouds, it's just... It's something that you can't tell anyone. You feel it. And you talk to yourself quite a bit.
How long could you stay up in a hot air balloon if you wanted to?
You don't. Oh, no, you don't stay up. You rise to about 3,000 or 4,000 feet at most. And you come away. Otherwise, it would get cold and you'd collapse.
Would there then be a danger of the balloon falling on top of you?
Oh, yes.
And you couldn't get
away
from it?
Oh, you'd come down, yes, you'd get killed. Oh, yes, you couldn't, you wouldn't think of it. Oh, no, you wouldn't think of it.
What about a coal gas balloon? How long could you stay up if you wanted
to? Oh, well, quite a long time, and that would come down gradually, as it did that time, I tell you, when I was stuck up. The valve was stuck up and I couldn't get away. And that came down, well, I went up at 6 and I got down about 11:45. I mean, it came down gradually, you see. Oh, yes, it's all according, you know, how big or... so you don't, you, when you're like that, you don't carry any ballast or anything. You don't carry anything, only yourself.
Mm-hmm. Was there any danger of rising too high?
No.
Where it would be too cold
No. Once I went, I don't know how many thousand feet I went then. I think it must have been about 18,000. I'm just looking down, see aerianoid. No, about it must have been about 18,000, and my nose started to bleed. But that was all. Didn't feel I lacked it.
What kind of day did you need to go up? Did you have to worry about the wind and the sunshine?
Oh, yes. Well, you know, no, it doesn't matter whether it was. At once, it was so windy and there was a storm on, and people wanted to know. Some people thought it was, well, it really was dangerous because it was a thunder.
The day you went up in the thunder and lightning storm, what do you mean the people took a vote? You mean the people who came to watch you?
Yes. You see, they paid their admission. You know, they wanted, they were Scots people. They wanted their... Well, if I was willing, I said, yes, of course I'm willing. So I went.
Did you hope they would say no or yes?
No, I didn't know, I didn't care. And I went, as I say, and it was just lightning and thunder. That really was one of the weirdest experiences I had. But as I say, I came down quite all right.
Did you feel...
But I pulled away, I don't mind telling you, I pulled away at about 2,000 feet. I didn't go any higher. I'd had enough.
Did you feel that the lightning and thunder were all around you?
Oh, yes. You felt you were part of it. Oh, yes.
Was it raining as well?
Oh, it was raining. It was a real good old thunder and lightning storm. Oh, yes. Oh, funny.
Were there managers or overseers or someone who went along with you?
I don't know whether Captain Gordon was there or not. I don't know. Sometimes I used to be quite on my own, but sometimes a man would go. I think perhaps Captain Gordon was there. I don't know. I can't remember. No, I can't remember that. All I know, I was glad to be down, even if I was sitting on a gravestone. Oh, yeah, that was weird. It really was weird.
You landed in a churchyard then?
Mm-hmm. On a gravestone, you know, on a, like that, sitting quite quietly, you know, bump, not a big bump either, but I was glad to be down.
Did it ever happen again that
no.
You had the opportunity of going up in a storm?
No, no, thank goodness.
You think you would have refused if that had
No, I wouldn't have refused, but I didn't. I wasn't particularly happy.
When you came down on the gravestone, were you quite far away from where you'd gone up?
Oh, I suppose about 3 or 4 miles. You see, you couldn't, in those days, you see, you couldn't guide. You didn't have the guide ropes that you have today. Everything was, well, it was pioneer work.
Was there anything you could do at all to control your direction?
Well, yes, you could kind of turn your hand round and guide, you know, according to the wind, yes, on the ropes, to try and get it whichever way you wanted to go. You could control it to a certain extent, but you couldn't come down in a certain spot. You knew very well that you would be 1, 2, 3, or 4 miles away. It wouldn't be right on the spot. I've never come down in the same grounds, never.
I should think that must have been a bit disappointing for the people who were watching you because they couldn't see you at the end.
The people about a mile away, I suppose they'd all run around. But then I had to come back to the grounds. I had to come back to the grounds with my parachute, see, and there was usually a bandstand, and I had to stand on the bandstand for everyone to see that I was back safe and sound. And cheers, you know. all that kind of thing.
How long would the whole procedure take? Going up in the balloon, coming down?
Coming
in the
down.
Parachute?
Well, you see, going up, it's all according. You'd go up, I suppose it would take about 10 minutes. And it was all, then, you see, you go up and up. It was all according to how high you went, you see. 10 minutes, quarter of an hour. And then, of course, coming down take about 5 minutes, I suppose, 5 or 10 minutes. Coming down.
Which did you like better, going up or down?
Going up or down, I liked them both. Oh, yes, it was very nice. Wonderful.
You were never worried then?
Pardon?
You were never worried then when you were coming down?
Oh, no. Don't forget I was young, you see, and I never worried over anything. And of course, people used to be so stupid, always ask, supposing it didn't open. Always that question, supposing it didn't open.
What did you wear when you went up?
Well, you've got here. It's almost fashionable look. High-legged boots, as they wear today, and a knickerbocker suit.
And a short coat over it?
Yes, a kind of a tight-fitting tunic. It was a knickerbocker suit.
What colour was it?
Navy blue and a gold balloon and parachute.
Did you wear a hat?
I used to wear that, yes. I used to wear that all according to the weather. Sometimes I'd wear a cap, and sometimes I'd wear this woolly hat. But that time I told you, you know, where I had to do that thing, I had to take the hat off, and then we wore long hair in those days, and I had to get something to tie it right back tightly. I don't know what I looked like, but still... Oh, yes, that was... Oh, my little Union Jack, yes. That Union Jack. That was a silk Union Jack.
Oh, that you have in your hand in the photograph?
Yes.
Did you take that up with you?
Oh, I used to wave that. You can see me waving in some of those others. You'll see me waving. I was used to... That's what I used to... Where are they? I think the... Oh, you can't see it. I think the Alexander Palace one. You'd see me... Waving. Oh, yes, I used to wave. No, I can't see that one. Still, I used to wave. You know, leave go and always wave to them. People like that.
How did the crowd react? Did they cheer?
Oh, they loved it. You see, in those days, it was a show. But we had no television or anything like that. And so a flower show was held each year, a flower show or a fete. And it usually ended up with fireworks. But the balloon ascent was the chief attraction of the day, usually. Balloon ascent and parachute descent. So, I mean, I'm going to say, did I show you the build? The parachute queen. I look it, don't I?
Did they cheer or call out to you?
Oh, yes. And, of course, in some of the places in the Midlands, you used to have, well, of course, the committee always met you at the station, and then I used to put up at the best hotel. And, oh, yes, once, oh, that was after the accident, I couldn't get out of the station because there were so many crowds of people in the station, and so they had to get a band. They got the band to come along and play me into the ground, you see, because I couldn't get out of the station. It was quite an experience to see how easy it is when a band start playing, you can walk out and the people just fall into rotation. Oh, yes, so that was quite an exciting day. I think that was the day I told you when I met them. I think I told you about the man in the train, because he asked me my name, and I used to wear quite fashionable things those days, and this day I had it, and he asked me my name, and I said it was like that, and he said, oh, Miss Armstrong, I should think. You've got a strong arm. I said, that's peculiar, because, yes, that's my name, Mr. Armstrong. So we were in the train, chatting along, and I said, oh, I was going to get out at Ashby. He said, so have I. So I said, oh, I see that Miss Shepherd's making the descent. So he said, oh, I said, have you ever been to one? So he said, oh, I know her quite well. So I said, oh, really? Oh, he said, I've been out with her lots of times. I said, oh. Of course, when we got to the station, when we got out, you know, to get out of the station, all these people were there waiting to him, and so I never saw him again. I often wondered what he felt like. But still, that was just an incident.
What parts of the country?